And good morning. It is 16 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka, where I'm joined by Rachel Klein, new assistant director at Sitka Sound Science Center. And that means they're also director of Whale Fest, which is a program of the Science Center, correct?
Yes, it is.
Well, welcome, Rachel.
Thank
and
you.
Jan Straley, noted whale biologist, is here as well. They're both in the studio to talk about the upcoming Food Web Cruise, which kicks off Whale Fest. The cruise is happening on Saturday. Welcome to Morning Edition, folks.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Well, if I'd been thinking, I would have started off by playing some whale song. Would have been a nice way to start. Let's start by talking about the whales that are out there right now and what folks might see if they are on the Food Web Cruise this Saturday. Jan?
So the whales that I know that are out there are humpback whales, and humpback whales typically migrate seasonally, although we did have quite a pile of them here all winter, so I don't know if these are the same whales or if they're newly arrived from their mating and calving grounds in Hawaii. But there are whales out there, and they are waiting. Well, they are actually feeding on herring that the commercial fishermen are also waiting to harvest. Or they did harvest some. But
lots of animals out there eating herring right now.
So that's what the Food Web Cruise is all about, the linkages between all the animals that are here for herring, including humans.
And what a vibrant time of the year this is in the spring. It's an excellent opportunity to celebrate an organization that celebrates whales and celebrates the Food Web.
That's right. And it's even though it's snowy out, there's still lots going on out in the ocean. And we will see it all on Saturday.
Well, Rachel, give us the particulars of the Food Web Cruise.
So the Food Web Cruise is the kickoff celebration and fundraiser for the Whale Fest every year, and it's the largest fundraiser for Sitka Whale Fest. So it's a three-hour cruise that happens around this time of year. On this year it is March 25th, this Saturday. It's from 8:30 to 11:30, so it's a nice three-hour cruise. You go on an Allen Marine vessel, and we will be in Sitka Sound, but generally... More specific than that, I'm not exactly sure where we're going to go.
It depends where the whales and the fish are and what the weather's doing.
Yes, exactly. And so part of the ticket covers breakfast food, homemade breakfast food that people in the community have put together, and coffee and tea. And so it's just a way to mingle and eat and enjoy breakfast, enjoy the wildlife, and the beautiful scenery that we have in our town.
And it's also going to be informative. You'll have guest speakers.
We are, yes. Yeah. So there will be whale experts there. And then we're going to have Matt Goff join us, who is a bird expert here in town. We're also going to have Lauren Bell, who is a researcher at the Science Center, speaking. So we're going to have a nice group of people there to give some talks and to point out wildlife.
So this is the kickoff for Whale Fest. Let's talk about Whale Fest itself. What is this event and when does it run this year?
So Whale Fest is a three-day celebration of marine science, but it's geared toward all ages and all experiences. So we have the Science Symposium, which is the three-day lecture courses that are kind of the big draw for a lot of people who travel into Sitka because they like to hear what current research is going on and other scientists' personal experiences. But there is the mingle and the banquet. There's the maritime grind. There's concerts. There's art galleries. There's the marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. So it's geared toward all people, all ages. It's really fun.
The fun run, yeah. It's really a celebration of the community, celebrating the marine wildlife we have out in front of our small town.
Mm-hmm. So, Jan, the Food Web Cruise is your favorite cruise of
the
year. It is. Why is that?
I love the Food Web Cruise because there's people that wait all winter to come out on the Food Web Cruise. Maybe they have a boat, but they don't have it in the water yet, and they want to see what's going on. And so they just love hearing people talk. And one year I didn't say much because I thought I was a broken record. And somebody called me up before the Food Web Cruise and said, "Are you going to talk this year? I'm not going if you aren't." So I learned that people really do appreciate what we have to say and what we're offering in terms of what's going on out in the ocean. And you never know what we're going to see, so it's always a surprise.
Well, it adds depth and dimension to our understanding of what's out there. We look out on the water every day. Many of us go out there. But to really have some more scientific facts under our belt, that contributes to our appreciation.
Right. Hopefully some herring will be spawning by then.
Yeah, it should be pretty exciting. It's already exciting in town this week with the herring season started. So I think it will be really fun to get out there on the boat on Saturday and just to see kind of all of the wildlife activity that's going to be going on. It should be a blast. You know, despite this kind of weird weather we've been having, this time of year is always really fun in Sitka.
Yeah, it's like the animals haven't noticed it's been snowing for a month. So it's great. It's great. And it's also just fun to see how excited people are and how much they appreciate understanding and learning more about the ocean.
So are tickets limited?
They are limited, yes. We've sold a little more than half at this point now. So very limited, and a lot of people in Sitka do wait until the last minute to get their tickets.
But
and I know weather is a big factor, but I would not recommend that because they do go really quickly this last week.
It's amazing. That's really a good number to sell ahead of time in Sitka.
Yeah, we're really surprised by that number, so
it's great.
Really good. So you can get your tickets online at sitkawhalefest.org. You can get them at the Science Center. We have a few there. And then we also have them available at Old Harbor Books.
Okay, and what are the prices?
They're $55.
All righty. So then as an added little bonus on the cruise, folks will get to hear what the Whale Fest theme is for this year.
Yes, so whoever joins us on the cruise on Saturday will get a little sneak peek of what this next theme is going to be in November. And we will also be selling some Whale Fest gear and apparel, which will be really fun.
Okay, well, Jan, I have you captive audience here in the station. What are the hypotheses about why so many whales overwintered this year?
Well, one of the ideas that is out there is that the humpback whales are actually not doing all that great right now, at least in Southeast. There's a lot of skinny whales. So for some reason, we had two strandings in August. So we think the population has increased quite a lot since it was listed on the endangered species list, and it was taken, well, this population was removed from the ESA this year, but at the same time, the whales are not doing all that great. Now, we don't know if it's really environmental or if there's some type of carrying capacity that's been reached. So I think that's why the whales are here. That I think they just didn't get enough food this summer, and they were
just to make the long migration.
Right. That's my guess, but I honestly don't know.
Right. Well, they were hanging out in the Eastern Channel for weeks and weeks.
Right. There were a lot of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which is a wonderful thing. At the same time, knowing that they're stressed is concerning.
There's always a few around that you don't really ever see because they're not right outside your living room like they were this winter, mm-hmm. but not quite in the numbers we had this year.
Okay. Well, thank you for that perspective. I've been wondering.
Yep, you're welcome. I don't know if I'm right or wrong. I don't know. You never know.
That's right. Well, that's what makes whale biology so exciting.
That's right. For an animal that you see only like 10% of its life or less when it surfaces and it spends all the rest of its time in an environment you know nothing about.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's a great big mystery.
That's right. And it just keeps getting more mysterious.
Well, okay. So Food Web Cruise, it's happening this Saturday. Get your tickets now, and the boarding is happening at 8:15 in the morning at Crescent Harbor.
Yes, last year I've heard there was a little confusion about where exactly to board. So Crescent Harbor, there's a ramp there behind Centennial Hall, and that's where the boarding will take place at 8:15.
Great. Well, we are just about out of time. Would you folks like to add anything?
No, thanks for letting us have a chat here, though. It's great.
Thank you, and we hope to see you on board on Saturday.
Thanks for joining us. We've been speaking with Jan Straley and Rachel Klein about the upcoming Food Web Cruise.